Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，平安归给你。
And this time, the burden for this conference is to enthrone Christ in our hearts.
这一次在这个特会里面的负担乃是让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
Now the focus is not whether Jesus shall take the highest place.
这个焦点不是在于是不是主耶稣基督当得最高的地位。
I think after the Lord's table that everyone would agree in our hearts that Jesus shall take the highest place.
在经过主的桌子之后，我相信在每个人的心中都承认主耶稣当得最高的地位。
Our focus for this conference is, has Jesus taken the highest place in our hearts?
可是这一次特会的焦点呢，是在于是不是主耶稣已经在我们生命里面得着那最高的地位。
We're not really concerned about in a theoretical sense whether that is the truth.
我这边的顾虑不是在乎这 是从一个理论的角度来看这是不是一个事实。
We would like to examine our heart to see whether there is a reality in our heart.
我们盼望能够查清我们的心是不是这在我们的里面是一个实际。
Now, Lord Jesus should take the highest honor.
是的，我们的主应当得最高的尊荣。
Now, Jesus should sit on the throne of God.One throne of our heart.
我们的主耶稣应当坐在我们心中的宝座上。
And everything in our lives should be governed by the throne of our Lord.
在我们生命里面的每一件事都应当是被我们主的宝座所管理。
But sometimes we must confess that is not the reality in our life.
可是我们有时候必须要承认这在我们的生命里面不是一个实际。
But we have to ask, why is it?
但我们必须要问这个问题，为什么是这样？
Because enemy hates it.
因为仇敌恨恶这件事。
There's nothing that our enemy hates the most than Christ sitting on the throne of our heart.
在仇敌最恨恶的事情就是让耶稣基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
He hates this thing more than anything else.
他恨恶这件事情比恨恶其他事情更多。
Therefore, the enemy has a scheme.
因此仇敌就有他的诡计。
In the past, also in at the present.
在过去他有他的诡计，现今也有他这样子的诡计。
To prevent Christ from sitting on the throne of our hearts.
来防止主耶稣坐在我们心中的宝座上。
And his scheme is to let Absalom sitting on the throne of David.
他这个诡计是让亚撒龙坐在大卫的宝座上。
If the Absalom is sitting on the throne of our hearts.
如果亚撒龙坐在我们心中的宝座上，
then we will live by sight.
那我们就会凭着眼见而行。
We will not live by faith.
我们就不会凭着信心而行。
In our heart we believe Christ should sit on the throne.
在我们心中我们相信主耶稣坐在宝座上。
But in our daily life we live by sight.
可是在我们每天的生活里面我们却是凭着眼见而行。
We make our decision and take action based on what we see.
我们做一些的拣选，我们做决定乃是按照我们眼睛所看见的。
It's not based on what we believe.
不是按照我们所相信的。
If Absalom is sitting on the throne of in our hearts.
如果亚撒龙坐在我们心中宝座上的话，
then even our the spirit is willing.
虽然我们心里面愿意，
but our flesh is weak.
可是我们的肉体却是软弱。
We will not be able.To take action based on what we believe.
我们没有办法就着我们所相信的能够产生行动。
But we thank the Lord. He will give us this overcoming life in us.
可是我们感谢我们的主，因为他会给我们这一个得胜的生命。
And this life is already in us.
而这个生命已经在我们的里面。
This life will overcome the self-life.
这一个得胜的生命能够胜过我们的己生命。
We'll overcome the unbelief.
这个能够胜过我们的不信。
We'll overcome all the weakness in our heart.
能够胜过我们心中所有的软弱。
Allow us to cross the river Jordan.
那让我们能够跨过约旦河。
If the Lord restore his throne in our hearts.
如果我们的主能够再恢复他在我们心中的宝座。
And how do we sustain it?
我们如何能够来维系
How do we keep the throne of God in our heart?
我们能够如何能够持续的让主的宝座在我们的心中。
How do we establish the throne of Christ in our hearts?
我们如何能够坚定主的宝座在我们的心中呢？
That's the focus of this morning.
这就是今天早上我们的焦点。
Before we start, we want to read some scriptures.
在我们开始之前，我们要读一些的经文。
We want to start with 2 Samuel 23, chapter 23.
撒母耳记下23章。
2 Samuel 23, we want to read from verse 3 to verse 6.
我们从第三节读到第六节。
This is a song that was written by David.
这乃是大卫所写的诗。
2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 3. The God of Israel said, The rock of Israel spoke to me, He who rules over man righteously, who rules in the fear of God, is as the light of the morning when sun rises. A morning without clouds, when the tender grass springs out of the earth, through sunshine after rain. Truly, is not my house so with God? For he has made an everlasting covenant with me, ordered in all things, and secure for all my salvation and all my desire, will he not indeed make it grow. But the worthless, every one of them, will be thrust away like thorns, because they cannot be taken in hand.
撒母耳记下23章3节到6节，以色列的神，以色列的磐石，晓谕我说，那以公义治理人民的敬畏神执掌权柄，他必像日出的晨光，如无云的清晨，雨后的晴光，使地发生嫩草。我家在神面前并非如此，神却与我立永远的约，这约凡事坚稳，关乎我的一切救恩和我一切所想望的，他岂不为我成就吗？但肥累都必像荆棘被丢弃，人不敢用手拿它。
Then after verse 7, David seems to change subject.
好像在第七节之后，大卫这边就改变了他的主题。
He's talking something quite different.
他在这边讲一些非常不一样的东西。
We will read from verse 8 to verse 12.
我们从第八节读到第十二节。
These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Joseph Bashabeth, a Tekramite, chief of the captains. He was called Adino the Aznite because of 800 slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there to battle the men of Israel had withdrawn. He arose and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary and clung to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to strip the slain. Now, after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite, and the Philistine were gathered into a troop where there was a plot of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines, but he took his stand in the midst of the plot, defended it, and struck the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory.
第八节，大卫勇士的名字记在下面，他格门人约瑟巴瑟，又称伊斯尼人雅底挪，他是军长的统领，一时击杀了800人，其次是雅和人多朵的儿子以利亚撒。从前非利士人聚集要打仗，以色列人迎着上去，有跟随大卫的三个勇士向非利士人骂阵，其中有以利亚撒，他起来击杀非利士人，直到手背疲乏，手粘住刀把。那日耶和华使以色列人大获全胜，众民在以利亚撒后头专夺财物。其次是哈拉人雅基的儿子撒玛，一日非利士人聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里，众民就在非利士人面前逃跑，撒玛却站在那田间击杀非利士人，救获了那田，耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to give you all the thanks and praises.
父，我们愿意将一切的赞美和敬拜都来归给你。
We, in our heart, we want to say, you should take the highest place.
在我们的心中，我们愿意说，你当得最高的地位。
But we don't want just to say it with our mouth.
但我们不愿意单单凭着我们嘴这么说。
We want to say it by respond to your voice this morning.
我们愿意借着回应你的声音这么说。
We pray that this morning, as you express your desire into our spirit, then we all will be able to use our responses to declare that Jesus shall take the highest place.
今天早晨，当你向我们的灵发表你自己心愿的时候，我们愿意向你回应说，愿耶稣基督在我们里面得着最高的地位。
You are so worthy of our response.
因为你是如此的配得我们的回应。
We pray that this morning that you capture this time.
愿今天早晨你自己来掌管得着这一段时间。
Then you conquer and secure our heart.
并且你能够征服，并且能够确保我们的心。
And you obtain the complete victory.
你能够得着完全的胜利。
Allow us to participate in your victory with you.
让我们能够在你的得胜中也能够有份。
We commit this time into your hand.
我们将这段时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So let's first look at the song that David, has written.
我们先来看大卫所写的歌。
And he said that he who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of God, is as the light of the morning when the sun rises.
他说那以公义治理人民的敬畏神执掌权柄，他必像日出的晨光。
Now in God's creation, it's the light of the sun that governs everything.
在神的创造里面乃是这个日光来掌管一切。
Now, without the light of the sun, there will be no life.
如果没有这个日光的话就没有生命。
It's the sun that gives life to all creations.
乃是借着这个日光能够将生命赐给一切的受造。
It's the sunlight that gives the life to the grass that springs out of the earth.
这乃是借着日光使得那个嫩草能够从地上发生。
It's the sun that governs the life of all the living beings.
这乃是借着那个日光来管理一切的活物。
Therefore, the Old Testament author used under the sun to describe the entire creation.
因此在旧约里面，一个作者用这个日光之下来描述在所有的创造。
However, we also knew that in the Old Testament, the sun of righteousness referred to our Lord Jesus.
我们也从旧约里面看见这个公义的太阳所指的乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
However, here the promise was given to David is God promised David that if he rule in righteously, then he will become the light of sun.
可是这边所看见乃是神给大卫的应许，如果他以公义治理人民的话，他就要像那日出的晨光。
So this is a miraculous promises.
这也是一个像奇迹似的一个应许。
God promised David one day that if he rules righteously, he will become, will have a character of like Jesus.
那他这边神所向大卫的应许乃是如果他愿意用公义来治理人民的话，有一天他的性格就要像耶稣基督。
And David has such a response.
那大卫就有这样子的回应。
He said, I am not worthy.
他说我不配。
Truly, it's not my house, so is God.
他说我家在神面前并非如此。
He said, I'm not worthy of this promise.
他说我对这样子的应许我是不配得的。
However, God made an everlasting covenant with me.
可是神却与我立了永远的约。
God arranged and secured every part of this covenant for David.
神在这个借着约中使得凡事坚固。
David considered this greatness of God's promise, but he also looked at his own house.
当大卫看见神借在这个应许里面的伟大，并且也看见，同时他也看见他自己的家。
Nobody knows his house more than David.
没有人比大卫更了解他自己的家。
Then he confessed before the Lord, I am not worthy of these.
他向神承认说我不配得这些。
Truly it's not my house.
他说这不应该是我家所配得的。
How can this promise, you know, realize in my house?
这样子的应许如何能够成就在我的家里面呢？
It's not for your covenants.
如果不是你约的话。
I believe Prophet Ezekiel felt the same way.
我相信以西结，先知以西结也有这样子的感觉。
When Ezekiel sat on the river Chebar,
当以西结在加巴鲁河旁边的时候，
and he was taken captivity.
他在那个时候是被掳的。
When he was taken, he was 25 years old.
他那个时候是25岁。
By the time he sat by the river, he was about 30.
当他在加巴鲁河旁那个时候呢 大概30岁。
He was a priest.
他是一个祭司。
For a priest, by years of 30, he ought to start serving in the temple.
身为一个祭司，当他年满30岁的时候，他应当在圣殿里面服侍。
But he was in captivity.
可是在那个时候他却被掳了。
How could this possible anymore?
这件事在服侍这件事情上面怎么可能呢？
There's no job for a priest in Babylon.
在巴比伦那边没有祭司当做的工作。
Even he's fervent in his heart and his spirit.
虽然在他灵里面，在他心中他是极其的火热。
How is it possible for Ezekiel to fulfill the promise of God?
他在以西结身上神的应许如何能够成就呢？
But we thank the Lord just at that time,He saw an open heaven.
但我们感谢主，就在那个时候，天就向他打开了。
And if you read this Ezekiel chapter 1, he saw a wonderful vision.
如果大家读以西结书第一章的话，我们就看见他看见那一个奇妙的异象。
It is a very exciting vision.
这是一个非常令人兴奋的异象。
It lasts the whole chapter 1.
那在一整章的经文都在描述这个意象。
No, there is fire in that vision.
在那个里面有火。
And there is lightning in the vision.
在那个意象里面有闪电。
There is a tremendous power display in the vision.
在那个意象里面有一个极大的能力在那边发表着。
And there is really irresistible progress in the vision.
在那个意象里面有一个没有办法拦阻不断持续的往前。
There are living creatures in the vision.
在那个意象里面有那个活物。
And there are wheels in the vision.
在那个意象里面有那个轮子。
The wheel full of eyes.
在那个轮子上面满了了眼睛。
So the wheel can move in any direction.
那这个轮子呢能够从各方各面移动。
And there is a throne in the vision.
在那个意象里面有一个宝座。
And there is a man sitting on the throne.
那这边有一个仿佛人子坐在宝座上。
All these things are part of one vision.
这些的事情所关乎的都是指的为同一个意象。
Which is the man on the throne.
这乃是人子坐在宝座上的意象。
This is not only the key to the book of Ezekiel.
这不仅仅是那一把钥匙解开以西结书。
This is a key.To everything in history.
这也是那一把解开历史上每一件事物的钥匙。
Everything in the universe is governed by the man on the throne.
在宇宙中所有的事物都是被着在人那个宝座上的人子所管制着。
The house of God is governed by the man on the throne.
神的家乃是被那宝座上的人子所管制着。
The river of life is governed by the man on the throne.
生命河也是被那个宝座上的人子所管理。
The preparation of God's servant is governed by the man on the throne.
这一个对神仆人的预备也是被宝座上的人子所管制着。
The ministry of prophet Ezekiel is governed by the man on the throne.
先知以西结的执事也是被这个宝座上的人子所管制着。
Even one day the coming judgment is governed by the man on the throne.
甚至当那个要来的审判也是被这宝座上的人子所管制。
Everything under the sun is governed by the man on the throne.
在日光下的每一件事情都是被这个宝座上的人子所管制着。
Whether or not Ezekiel could grow into his ministry was governed by the man on the throne.
以西结能否能够成长进入到他的职事也是被这个宝座上的人子所管制。
This vision has a grip on prophet Ezekiel.
这一个意象抓住了以西结。
Now his ministry was forever changed.
他的执事就永远的改变了。
And as he saw the vision, the throne of God was firmly established in his heart.
当他看见这个意象的时候，神的宝座就坚固的在他的心中。
Brothers and sisters, one way or the other, this has to happen to every one of God's children.
弟兄姊妹们，或这样或那样，这些事情必须发生在每一个神儿女们的心中。
One day the heavens happen to all of us.
有一天，这个天要向我们众人打开。
The throne of God is established in our own hearts.
神的宝座就要坚固在我们的心里面。
But then, David changed the subject.
可是在那个时候大卫就改变了话题。
David started describing the 30 mighty men in his life.
这大卫就在那边描述的那个37个在他生命里面的勇士。
He not only listed this mighty man, but also their mighty acts.
他不仅也列出来这一些勇士的名字，并且他们的勇敢的行为。
We know that David himself is a mighty man.
我们知道大卫自己本身是一个大能的勇士。
God praised David as a man of his own heart.
神说大卫乃是合他心意的人。
So what is a mighty man?
所以这个勇士是什么？
What is the definition of a mighty man?
如何为这个勇士下一个定义？
A mighty man is a man after God's own heart at all costs.
这个勇士乃是一个合乎神心不计代价愿意做一个合乎神心意的人。
David pursued the house of God. He gave all that he could.
大卫在这边追求建立神的家，他愿意把一切的所有都摆上。
In other words, David pursued God's heart, the purposes, at all cost.
大卫愿意不计代价的能够追求神心中的目的。
All the mighty men of David behave like David.
所有大卫的勇士都像大卫一样。
They pursue David's interests at all costs.
他们在一边追求大卫所关心的，不计代价。
It was through these mighty acts they enthroned David as king.
他们借着他们那勇敢的行动，使得让大卫做王。
Through these mighty acts, they sustain David as king of Israel.
也借着他们勇敢的行为，使得大卫的王位在以色列中维系着。
Therefore, this morning we want to look at these mighty acts.
所以今天早晨我们要来看这些勇敢的行动。
These are the acts we can learn from.
这些是我们能够从其中所学习的。
This is act that we can practice on.
这些行动我们也能够经历实行。
So that we can sustain, we can keep.The throne of God in our heart.
因此我们能够维系并且能够坚定神的宝座在我们的心中。
And there are 37 of them.
在这边有37个勇士。
Of course, we're not going to describe all 37 of them.
当然我们没有办法一一的来描述。
We will discuss three.
我们只看三个。
And three greatest mighty men of David.
这乃是大卫最著名的三个勇士。
The first one is Joseph Bashabath.
第一个乃是约瑟巴瑟。
The second one is Eliezer.
第二个是以利亚撒。
The third one is Shammah.
第三个是沙马。
So we will look at one at a time. We focus on their mighty acts.
我们要一个一个来看，看着他们勇敢的行为。
But more important is what can we learn from their acts.
但是更重要的是我们如何能够从他们所表现的能够有所学习。
And how can we practice the mighty acts of David's mighty man?
我们如何能够实行大卫勇士这些勇敢的表现。
So first person is Joseph Bashabath.
第一个乃是约瑟巴瑟。
And he's a Tachmonite.
他是一个他格门人。
He's chief of the captains.
他乃是勇士军长的统领。
That means he is the captain of other captains.
这边讲的乃是他是其他统领的统领。
He was called Adino Aznai.
他又被称为伊斯尼亚底挪。
One time, 800 slain by him at one time.
他有一次一次就击杀了800个人。
So he is one of the greatest mighty men.
所以他是那其中勇士里面最勇敢的一个。
This word Joseph Bashabath has a meaning.
这一个他的名字约瑟巴色有一个意义。
It's a very unique meaning.
这是他的意义是很独特的。
Means the one who sat in the sea.
这边他的意义来讲说他乃是一个坐在椅子上的人。
If you read King James Bible, King James actually translates this directly.
如果你读
King James
钦定本，如果你读钦定本的话，你会发现在这一段的用词他就直接把他的名字翻译成那一个坐在位置上的人。
How can a captain of the captains who sat on his seat?
怎么可能一个军长的统领却是坐在座位上的人呢？
To us, a captain of captains should rode his horse.
对我们而言，那一个军长的统领应该是骑马的人。
How can he sit on his seat?
他怎么可以坐，就是坐在椅子上的人呢？
How can this be?
这个怎么可能呢？
Because he knew that Lord of hosts was the real captain.
因为他知道那个我们的主乃是那万军之耶和万军耶和华的元帅。
This is the real secret.
这乃是那真实的秘诀。
This is the real secret of establish the throne of God in our hearts.
这乃是真实建立坚定神的宝座在我们心中的那个秘诀。
To know who is the captain.
让能够真实知道谁是那个元帅。
You know, Joshua learned the same lesson.
我们知道约书亚也学了同样的功课。
In book of Joshua, he learned that the Lord was the captain.
在约书亚记我们看见约书亚在这边学习那个主自己乃是那个元帅。
Joshua knew this battle of Jericho was impossible.
约书亚在那个时候在耶利哥要打的仗是绝对不可能的。
But the Lord revealed to Joshua that he was the captain.
可是我们的主却向耶稣亚显明他乃是那真实的元帅。
Then Joshua asked the Lord,
那因此耶稣亚就问主，
Why has my Lord to say to his servant?
你对你的仆人有什么话说？
And the Lord said, Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy.
主对万军耶和华的军队的元帅就对耶和华说，就对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下，因为你所站的地方是圣的。
Joshua was in the presence of the Holy God.
因为约书亚乃是在那个圣洁的神的跟前。
And removing his sandal is the acknowledgement that Lord stands in his rightful place.
在他那个时候要把他的脚上的鞋除去，乃是表明我们的主要得着他当得的地位。
He should have all the authority.
他应当得着所有的权柄。
He should take the highest place.
他乃是得到最高的地位。
By removing his sandals,
就借着挪去他脱去他脚上的鞋。
Joshua honored God as the captain and yield to the Lord all the authority.
他在一边承认这个我们的主乃是那真实的元帅，并且将一切的权柄都交给主。
In other words, when Joshua removed his sandal, he enthroned God as the captain.
就在那个时候，当约书亚把他脚上的鞋挪去脱去的时候，他在那个时候让神做元帅。
It's at that point the battle of Jericho was won.
就在那个时刻，这个耶利哥城的战役已经得胜了。
At that time, when Joshua yielded authority to God, the battle was won.
就在约书亚把这一个权柄交给神的时候，这一个战役已经 赢过来了。
Today we face impossible battle as well.
今天我们遇见了许多不可能的争议。
Our life is like the life of thorns.
我们的生命实际上像那荆棘的生命。
The thorn has no directions.
这个荆棘呢是被走向各个方向。
When we come on Sunday, we seem to have some directions.
当我们主日来聚会的时候，仿佛我们有一些的方向。
But when come Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday,
可是当我们回到自己的生活里面，星期一、星期二、星期三的时候
，the direction we take based on what we see during those days.
我们所走的方向呢，就按着我们那时候所看见的。
It's like a thorns.
就好像荆棘一般。
Because thorn has no directions.
因为荆棘是没有任何方向的。
The light of sun has directions.
可是那一个日光却有方向。
And thorn has no purpose.
那荆棘是没有任何目的的。
The end of the thorn is to be burned with fire.
这个荆棘的结局呢是要被火焚烧。
God wants to transform all of us from the thorns to the light of sun.
可是神的工作呢是要把我们变化从荆棘成为日出的晨光。
And we are in a battle every day.
那我们每一天就在这个征战的里面。
This battle is as difficult as the battle of Jericho.
现在的征战就好像当初在耶利哥所打的战役那样子的困难。
So、how do we win this impossible battle?
我们如何能够在不可能战役里面得胜呢
?Brother and sister, our problem is that we do not realize we are in the battles.
弟兄姊妹们我们的问题很多时候是我们不知道我们自己在征战。
Every week when we live our life, we are in a tremendous battle.
每一天当我们这样子活这样子生命的 生活的时候我们面对着许多的征战。
To win this battle, we must remove our sandals.
要在这个征战里面得胜我们必须要脱下我们脚上的鞋。
Let the captain, God to be the captain.
让神成为元帅。
We all know this.In our mind, the Lord is our captain.
在我们的心思里面，我们都知道我们的主是我们的元帅。
But in reality, we fight our own battles.
可是在实际上面，我们却自己打仗。
We never remove our sandals.
我们从来没有脱去我们脚上的鞋。
And give the battle to the Lord.
我们从来没有把这个些的战役给主。
Brothers and sisters, are you fighting the battles on your own?
弟兄姊妹们，你是不是自己在打那个战争呢？
Let me tell you a good news.
让我告诉你一个好消息。
We don't need to fight anymore.
我们不需要自己打那个战。
We just need to remove our sandals.
我们所需要做的就是要脱下我们脚上的鞋。
We will tell the Lord, Lord, the battle is yours.
我们对主说，主啊，这个征战是属你的。
It's not mine.
这不是我的征战。
This is not a theory.
这不是一个理论。
It's not a theoretical understanding.
这不仅仅是在理论上面的一个明白。
Many Christians' home have a horizontal board inscribed, "The Christ is the Lord of this house."
很多基督徒的家庭，他们都挂了一个小的匾额，上面写说，基督乃是我家之主。
I believe many of your home have that board.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹们家中都有这个牌子。
It is good to have that board.
有那个牌子很好。
But it's more important to remove your sandals.
但是更重要的是要脱下你脚上的鞋。
How many times we battle in our home under that board?
很多时候我们就在那个牌子底下我们在家里面在一边征战。
Under that board, Christ is the Lord of this house, then we do battle.
我们很多时候就在说基督是我家之主的这个牌子底下呢我们就在一边打仗了。
We're taking the battle into our own hands.
我们就把这个征战握在自己的手中。
Stop fighting.
我们不要再征战。
Remove our sandals.
我们把我们脚上的鞋脱下。
Give the battle to the Lord.
把这个征战给主。
No, this man has another name.
这个人还有另外一个名字。
He's called Adino Asnai.
他是乃是伊斯尼人雅底挪。
Adino means a soft as a worm.
这雅底挪的意思讲的是好像那个虫一样的软。
And Asnai was the opposite, means as strong as a tree.
那这个伊斯尼那个意思呢乃是讲的说像一个树那么坚固。
So he has a very, very unique name. On one part is worm, the other part is tree.
所以这边呢这个名字呢非常的独特有一面呢讲得像虫一样另外一面呢讲得像一棵树。
Now, if we remove our sandals,
如果我们脱下我们脚上的鞋
then we will be very, very strong against our enemy.
那我们就对着我们的敌人呢我们就会变得非常的坚强。
And in front of our Lord, we'll be very soft.
可是对着我们的主呢我们就会非常的柔软。
This is a man,Who has his sandals removed.
这一个人他的鞋脱掉了。
If we do not remove sandals,
如果我们不把我们的鞋脱掉
we'll be like a tree, as stubborn as possible in front of our Lord.
像我们就会像我们的主像一棵树一样那么样子的顽固。
But in front of our enemy, we're soft as worm.
可是对着我们的仇敌呢我们就柔软如那一条虫。
Brothers and sisters, have we removed our sandals?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有脱下我们脚上的鞋呢？
The person who is willing to remove his or her sandal is a mighty man.
一个愿意脱下他脚上鞋的人是一个勇士。
Removing sandal is a mighty act.
但脱下脚上鞋的是一个勇敢的动作。
Are you willing to be a mighty man?
你愿意成为一个勇士吗？
Are you willing to remove your sandals in your home?
你愿意在你的家中的生活把你脚上的鞋脱去吗？
If you do, you are a mighty man.
如果你这么做的话，你就是一个勇士。
If you remove sandal, then Christ will sit on the throne of your heart.
如果你愿意脱下鞋的话，那基督就愿意能在你的心中做宝座。
Then 800 slain by him at one time.
他一时就击杀了800人。
How could this be possible?
这怎么可能？
How can one person can slay 800 at one time?
好，怎么可能一个人能够一次击杀800个人？
Because it is the Lord.
因为主在那。
It's not him.
这不是他自己做的。
It's the Lord who's the real captain.
因为主自己乃是那真实的元帅。
It's the Lord who can slay 800 at a time.
因为主自己能够一次击杀800人。
He is willing to give all authority to our Lord Jesus.
他愿意把所有的权柄交给我们的主耶稣。
And the throne of God was firmly established in his own heart.
因此神的宝座在他心里面就得着了坚定。
We need to have this experience, brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要有这样子的经历。
We need to see this in our own life.
我们必须要在我们自己的生活里面看见这个。
There is a huge battle before us.
在我们前面有一个非常巨大的征战。
But good news is the Lord is the captain of this battle.
可是这个好消息乃是我们的主乃是这个征战的元帅。
God needs to win this battle.
神必须要赢得这个征战。
God is looking for a mighty man.
而神在那边在寻找勇士。
A mighty man like Joseph Jezebel.
这个就像那个约瑟巴色这样的勇士。
Are you that mighty man?
你是像他一样的勇士吗？
Are you willing to be the mighty man in your own home?
你愿意在你自己的家中做那个勇士吗？
Are you willing to be the mighty man in your workplace?
你愿意在你自己的工作上面做一个勇士吗？
Are you willing to be a mighty man in the assembly?
你愿意在这个聚会里面做一个勇士吗？
If you are, learn to remove your sandals.
如果你愿意的话，就要把你的脚上的鞋脱下。
If you remove your sandal, Christ is enthroned in your heart.
如果你把你脚上的鞋脱下，基督现在就坐在你心中的宝座上。
Now, earlier this year, I was given an impossible task.
今年年初的时候，我在这边被给了一个很不可能的一个任务。
Don't want to bore you all the detail. I just give you one example.
我不要把一些的细节讲出来，让你觉得很无聊。我只给你一个例子。
I need to gather 25 people around the world in one place for 2 days.
我要把这个要招聚从全世界招聚25个人聚在一个地方。
I need them to commit 2 full days in a city close to London.
他必须要每一个人都能够摆上2整天在伦敦附近的一个城市里。
I only ask them 2 weeks in advance.
而我只能给他有两个星期之前的通知。
I knew it is impossible.
我知道这是不可能的。
I knew it. It's not going to be possible.
And 我知道这不可能发生的。
Because I cannot get 4 people to agree with 1 hour meeting with 2 weeks in advance.
因为在我的经验里面，在如果只有2个星期之前的通知的话，我没有办法让4个人能够同意碰面，能够有1个小时的开会。
Not face to face, virtually.
甚至不是面对面的开会，而是用那个网路。
If I can't get 4 people to agree with a 1 hour virtual meeting, how can I get 25 people face to face for 2 full days?
我如果没有办法让4个人能够借着网络能够有1个小时的开会，我怎么能够让25个人聚在一起能够开2整天的会？
How can they get them to fly to a place to spend a day or two in an airplane?
如果怎么能够让他们愿意飞一天到两天的时间能够来到这个地方呢？
So I realize this is impossible.
我发现这是不可能的。
But I have to do it.
可是我必须要做。
I realize, Lord, this is not my battle.
我对主说，主啊，这不是我的战役。
I cannot do this.
我做不了。
I confess, it's impossible.
我承认我做这是不可能的。
But I know that you sit on the throne.
可是我知道你坐在宝座上。
And the throne of God governs everything under the sun.
因为而神的宝座是在管理在日光下每一件的事物。
And you sure can gather 25 people in one place.
你一定可以把25个人召聚在一个地方。
Therefore, I wrote an email.
因此我就写了那个电子邮件。
Half of those 25 people, I don't even know.
这个25人中间呢一半的人我都甚至不认识。
But I have all their email addresses.
可是我有他们的电子邮件信箱的地址。
So I said, Lord, this is your battle.
我跟主说，主啊，这是你的征战。
Therefore, on the weekend, I sent them off.
因此就在一个周末的时候呢，我就把这个电子邮件送出去了。
And I don't know what's going to happen.
我也不知道会发生什么事。
And I don't have any, alternative.
And 我也没有其他的选择。
But I know this is a battle I've given to the Lord.
可是我知道我已经把这个征战交给主了。
So come Monday morning.
那星期一来了。
You know, US is at a later time, so I knew that I should have a bunch of replies.
因为这个在美国这边的时间是比较后面的，所以我相信我应该收到所有的大部分的回应。
I open my Outlook.
我就把这个邮箱打开。
Now I start seeing email popping in. One another.
我就看见一个的邮件就进来了。
Now to my surprise.
那使我非常讶异的。
There only one person who couldn't come.
在25人当中只有一个人没有办法来。
I couldn't believe.
我实在没有办法相信。
All those 24, they're willing.To commit two full day, they have to travel. And they can come in 2 weeks in advance.
这个24个人他愿意这样子的奔波旅途奔波能够花两整天的时间他们愿意并且呢这个只是在两星期之前的一个通知他们愿意过来。
The Lord is the captain.
我们的主他是元帅。
You have to remove the sandals.
你必须要除去你脚脱去你脚上的鞋。
Brother and sister, I do this kind of things very often.
弟兄姊妹们，我这种事情我做的非常的频繁。
You know, I often in my workplace, I find something impossible.
在我工作上面我常常发现一些事情是不可能的。
Now, there's a secret weapon.
可是我却发现有一个秘密的武器。
There is a boss that's greater than my boss.
有一个比我这个老板还要大的老板。
There is a boss that's greater than my CEO.
有一个比这个公司总裁更高的一位。
There is one sitting on the throne.
有一个是坐在宝座上的。
He's governing everything under the sun.
他乃是在日光之下一切的事物上面他在这边掌管着。
Therefore, I just have to remove my sandals.
我必须要做的就是脱下我脚上的鞋。
Brother, sister, this is the secret.
弟兄姊妹们，这乃是那个秘诀。
How do we bring this into reality on Monday?
我们如何把这些事情带到我们星期一的生活里面成为实际呢？
It's when you face something that is impossible, you simply remove your sandals.
如果你碰到一个不可能事情的话呢，你所需要做的就是把你脚上的鞋脱下。
Don't fight that impossible battle.
那不要打那个不可能的仗。
Lord is the captain of the battles.
我们的主他乃是这个战役的元帅。
We need to move to the second mighty man now.
我们现在必须要讲第二个人。
But the first one is great.
第一个是非常好的。
The second mighty man is Eliezer.
第二个是以利亚撒。
Eliezer means God has helped.
这以利亚撒这边讲说神已经帮助了。
The son of Dodo and Ahohai.
他乃是亚赫人多朵的儿子。
You know, Eliezer came from a family of warriors.
我们知道亚利亚撒他乃是从一个军人家中出来的。
He would like God to help him to fight.
他盼望神能够帮助他能够征战。
Bible said he was one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines.
这边讲到说 以利亚撒乃是大卫三个勇士向非利士人骂阵的。
At the time, the men of Israel had withdrawn.
在那个时候呢，以色列人他们已经退去。
Brother and sister, this is very important.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的。
When the Israel had withdrawn from Philistines,
当以色列人已经从非利士人面前撤退的时候，
and Eleazar was one of the three mighty men willing to defy the Philistines.
那以利亚撒是那个大卫三个勇士之一，愿意向非利士人骂阵。
So what was that spiritually?
这边属灵上面的意义是什么？
How do we practice that? How can we defy the Philistines today?
我们如何把这个付诸实行？如何能够向非利士人骂阵？
Eleazar was a mighty man because he fought when the rest of Israel had withdrawn.
以利亚撒是一个勇士，因为所有其余的以色列人已经撤退，可是他仍然愿意征战。
Are you going to fight?When other had withdrawn.
你当其他人都退后的时候，你仍然愿意征战吗？
Today, the way we defy Philistines is we gather together to pray.
今天我们如何向非利士人骂阵呢？乃是我们一同聚集祷告。
That is the practice today.
那乃是我们今天可实行的。
If we want to enthrone Christ in our hearts,We have to defy the Philistine.
如果我们愿意让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上，我们必须要向非利士人骂阵。
We need to gather with other mighty men.
我们要和其他的勇士们一同聚集。
You gather here on Tuesday night.
你们星期二晚上一同聚集。
That is the time you defy the Philistine.
这乃是你向非利士人骂阵的时候。
That is the time you gather together with other mighty men.
这乃是你和其他勇士一同聚集的时候。
The mighty men will come, doesn't matter if nobody else will come.
这个勇士们会来，不管其他人来不来。
Even the rest of Israel had withdrawn.
就算其他的以色列人已经退去。
And mighty men will come to defy the Philistines.
这个勇士们仍然会来，在那边要向非利士人骂阵。
Today we need those mighty men.
我们今天我们需要像这样子的勇士。
Today we need those men who are willing to come together.
我们需要那一些愿意聚在一起的人。
Eleazar arose and struck the Philistines.
以利亚撒他就起来击杀非利士人。
Then everybody withdraw, he arise.
当别人都退去的时候，他却起来。
He was not discouraged.
他没有在里边丧气。
We need this kind of mighty man.
我们需要像这样子的勇士。
Are you one like that?
你是不是像他一样呢？
Because of, this withdrawal, it's even more important to have mighty men.
因为其他人撤退了，所以这时候更需要有像这样子的勇士。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the practice.
这乃是我们可实行的。
Have you joined the battle?
你是不是加入了这个征战？
Are you like Eleazar who arise and fight?
你是不是像以利亚撒在那边起来征战？
Are you coming to the battle when it is convenient?
你是不是当你方便的时候你就来征战？
If it's convenient, you come to fight.
那当对你而言是方便的，你就来加入战场。
If it's not convenient, then you stay home.
如果不方便的话呢，你就留在家里。
Mighty man is not fighting part time.
勇士，这个勇士呢，不是在业余的时候呢来打一打仗。
We cannot fight this battle with part-time fighters.
我们没有办法打这场征战，如果这些勇士们乃是业余的勇士。
We need someone like Eleazar.
我们必须要像德卓像以利亚撒这样子的勇士。
When we pray together like Eleazar.
如果我们必须要像以利亚撒一样这样子聚集祷告。
Then we establish the throne of Christ in our hearts.
如果我们这么行的话呢，我们就让基督在我们心中做宝座。
There's something very unique happened to Eleazar.
在以利亚撒身上有一件非常独特的事情发生。
He said that he fought and he held on to the sword until his hand was weary and clung to the sword.
他说在一边击杀非利士人，直到手被疲乏，手粘住刀把。
No, Eleazar held his sword very tight.
以利亚撒在那边紧紧地握住他的刀。
He never let go of his sword.
他这边绝不放松。
It, It did not matter what happened.
他不管什么事情发生,
he kept his hand at the sword.
他紧紧地握住他的刀,
Eliezer would not let go of his sword.
他绝对不会放下他的刀,
even when he was weary.
甚至他手被疲乏,
no, the sword in our hand is the word of the Lord.
在我们手中的刀就是主的话,
we must hold on to the truth and the word of the Lord and shall never let go of it.
我们乃是要紧紧地抓住真理主的话, 我们绝对不把它放松。
It is easy to hold on to the sword when we are strong.
当我们刚强的时候, 对我们来说握住主的话是比较容易的。
But it's very tough to hold on to the sword when we are weary.
可是当我们疲乏的时候呢, 就不容易握住主的话。
Eliezer never let go of his sword when he was weary.
可是以利亚撒绝对不放下他的刀, 甚至他手被疲乏。
In fact, Eliezer held the sword even more tighter.
And even, 对以利亚撒而言呢, 他甚至紧紧地抓住这一个刀, 甚至他疲乏的时候。
Until his hand was clung to his sword.
一直到他的手黏住那个刀。
In other words, you can no longer separate Eliezer from the sword.
所以在那个时候, 你已经分不出来 以利亚撒和他的刀的差别。
This is the mighty man.
这是一个勇士。
You cannot separate Eliezer from the sword in his hand.
你在那个时候没有办法分别什么是以利亚撒和在他手中的刀。
You cannot separate Eliezer from the truth.
你没有办法让以利亚撒离开真理。
Brother and sister, enemy trying to do every day to separate us from the truth.
弟兄姊妹们, 仇敌每天都用各样的机会 要让我们和真理分开。
This is his scheme.
这是他的诡计。
If enemy can separate us from the truth, then we are not a mighty man.
如果仇敌能够使我们和真理分开的话, 我们就不是一个勇士。
If we hear the truth,
如果我们听见了真理,
and we put them into practice,
如果我们照着行,
then we hold on to the sword.
那我们就抓住了那个刀。
If we hear the word,
如果我们听见的话,
we do not put the word into practice,
可是我们却不照着行,
then we do not hold on to the sword.
那我们就没有抓住那个刀。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
are we hold on to the sword?
我们是不是紧紧地抓住那个刀呢?
Like Eliezer.
就像以利亚撒一样。
Can anyone separate us from the truth?
是不是有什么人能够使我们与真理分开呢?
Can anyone separate us from the sword?
有什么人能够使我们和那个刀分开呢?
Anyone can separate us from the word of the Lord?
有什么人能够使我们与主的话分开呢?
When we were first saved,
当我们初初得救的时候,
we heard we need to confess Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们听到说, 我们要承认主耶稣基督是主。
That's the word of the Lord.
那是主的话。
Then we accept that.
我们也接受。
We believe that.
我们相信。
We confess that.
我们也承认。
We hold on to the sword.
我们就紧紧抓住那把刀。
Although the sword is very tiny.
虽然那把刀很小。
But we hold on to that sword.
可是我们却抓住了那把刀。
So we believe we are saved.
因此我们就相信我们也得救了。
At that time, you are a mighty man.
在那个时候你就是一个勇士。
Because you hold on to the sword.
因为你紧紧地抓住那把刀。
Even the sword is very tiny.
虽然那把刀是小的。
But it's not matter whether the sword is big or small.
这个刀的大小不是那个关键。
As long as you hold on to the sword, you are a mighty man.
只要你能够握住那把刀, 你就是一个勇士。
Over time,
可是时间过来了。
We learn more about the word of the Lord.
我们就开始对主的话有多一点的学习。
Then our sword gets bigger.
那我们的刀就变得比较大。
And over time, then we go to more conferences.
然后时间又过来了, 我们就去参加许多的特会。
Then our sword gets even bigger.
那我们的刀就变得更大。
But we no longer put those words into practice.
可是我们却没有再把这个话,听着话照着而行。
The sword is not in our hands anymore.
这个刀就没有再被我们握在手中。
Every time we heard the good words,
每次我们听到那个美好的话语,
our sword gets bigger.
我们的刀就变得更大一些。
Then we go home.
然后我们就回家。
Then we hung the sword on the wall.
然后我们就把这把刀挂在墙上。
We look at the sword and we admire the sword.
然后我们就看到这一把刀，我们就心里面就非常的喜高兴。
We felt good about the sword.
我们为着这把刀而心中喜乐。
And Friday night when we come to Bible study.
当星期五我们来查经聚会的时候。
We bring our sword.
我们就把我们的刀带来。
We display the sword on the table.
我们就把这把刀摆在桌上。
Everyone is very, very good at looking at each other's sword.
那每一个人都非常高兴，大家看看彼此的刀。
Our sword gets bigger and sharper every week.
然后我们的刀就这样子越长越大。
Then we go home, we hung the sword on the wall.
然后我们就回家又把这把刀带回家，把它挂在墙上。
Over the years,The sword becomes so big.
那这个年日过来了，这个刀就变得这么的大。
We cannot even hold it anymore.
到一个地步呢，我们甚至没有办法握在手中。
We are not a mighty man.
我们不是勇士。
Mighty man will hold out his sword all the time.
这个勇士呢，是一直把刀握在他的手中。
God is calling for a mighty man.
神在那边呼召勇士。
And the Lord brought a great victory that day.
主在那边带来一个极大的得胜。
It was the Lord that brought about that great victory.
这乃是主在那边使得他们大获全胜。
And the men of Israel returned.
这些以色列民他们就回来了。
And they didn't need to fight at all.
他们在那个时候呢，甚至不需要打这个仗。
No, the victory of Eliezer became their victory.
这以利亚撒的得胜呢，成为他们的得胜。
They came to strip the slain.
他们就在后面那边专夺财物。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，The church needs mighty men.
教会需要勇士。
We're willing to defy the Philistine.
愿意能够向非利士人骂阵。
The church needs mighty men.
教会需要勇士。
Who hold on to the word of the Lord.
能够抓住主的话。
By putting the word of the Lord into practice.
能够按着主的话而行。
Are you willing to be that mighty man?
你愿意成为这样子的勇士吗?
That's the second person.
这是第二个人。
Eliezer.
以利亚撒。
The third one is Shammah.
第三个人是沙马。
The son of Agi the Hararite.
这乃是哈拉人雅基的儿子。
The Philistine was gathered into a troop when there was a plot of ground full of lentils.
非利士人在那里聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里。
So there is a plot of field full of lentils.
所以在那边有一块田里面长满了红豆。
And the Philistine came after this ground of lentil.
这个非利士人来了，他们要得着这一块田。
Philistine is after the lentil field.
这非利士人他们要得着的乃是那一块长满红豆的田。
What does this lentil field mean spiritually?
这个红豆田它属灵的意义是什么?
There is a connection between lentils and the inheritance.
在红豆跟那个产业之间有一个关联。
Do you remember in Genesis that Esau exchanged his inheritance for a lentil stew?
我们大家记得在创世纪里面，以扫他为着那碗红豆汤，他愿意把他的产业卖掉。
The real intention of the Philistines was to take away the inheritance from Israel.
这个非利士人他真实的意图是要把以色列的产业夺去。
No, in the Old Testament, entire promises to Israel can be bound up in the inheritance.
在旧约里面所有的应许能够总结的在于这个产业上。
If Philistine can take away the lentil field, then none of the promises can be fulfilled.
如果非利士人能够在那边夺去这个红豆田的话，那所有的应许就没有办法成实现。
This is the center issue between Philistine and Israelites.
这乃是在这个以色列人和非利士人中间的那个最关键的一个问题。
It's the battle for the lentil fields.
这乃是那一个红豆田里面的征战。
It is still true today.
在今天这也是一个实际。
Today, the argument is with the lentil fields.
今天这一个产生各样的争论乃是关乎到这个红豆田。
Again, the men of Israel fled from the Philistines.
在那个时候，以色列人再一次的就从非利士人面前逃走。
Just like Esau who despised the inheritance.
就好像以扫他轻看他的产业。
The people of Israel despised their inheritance.
这以色列人他们也轻看他们的产业。
They're not willing to battle for their own inheritance.
他们不愿意为着他们的产业而征战。
Isn't this true today?
在今天这也是不是同样的情况呢？
God's people would rather sing worship song in a nice environment than battle for the lentil fields.
这个神的百姓他们盼望能够在一个好的环境里面唱一些敬拜的诗歌，而不愿意在那边为这红豆田征战。
If you read Numbers, if you read Joshua, if you read Deuteronomy,
如果你读这个民数记，如果你读耶稣雅记，如果你读生命记，
God in detail drew the boundary for Israelites.
神在那边为着以色列人，为着他们的产业画了地界。
In so much details,
这个地界是如此的仔细。
They have boundary for each tribe.
这边每一个支派都有一个地界。
God has set a very clear boundary for the lentil fields.
神在那边也为着这个红豆田画了一个非常明确的地界。
And God told them that this boundary cannot be moved.
神对他们说，这个地界是没有办法移动的。
That exactly what Philistine trying to do.
可是这正是非利士人在这边试着要做的。
They want to take away the lentil field.
他们要把这一个红豆田夺去。
They want to take our inheritance.
他要夺去我们的产业。
Do you know what's happening right now?
你知道现在发生什么事了吗？
Enemy trying to take away our inheritance.
仇敌现在试着要夺取我们的产业。
The enemy trying to move the boundaries.
这仇敌要在那边挪移地界。
When the enemy trying to move the boundary, what happened to us?
如果仇敌能够在那边挪移地界的话，对我们来说会发生什么事呢？
Do we like the rest of Israel?
我们是不是像这个其他的以色列人一样？
They have withdrawn.
他们就逃跑了。
They don't care about this battle.
他们对这个战役一点都不在乎。
But there is a mighty man here.
可是在那边有一个勇士。
夏马。
沙马。
夏马 took his stand in the midst of the plot.
在沙马在那，他在那个田里面站立。
There is only one person.
在那边只有一个人。
Who care about the inheritance.
他在意这个产业。
He didn't do many other things.
他没有做其他许多的事。
He took his stand in the midst of the lentil field.
可是他就是在那红豆田里面，他稳稳的站住。
This is the mighty man we need today.
这乃是我们现在所需要的勇士。
The person willing to take the stand.
一个愿意稳稳站住的人。
Stand in the middle of the lentil field.
在稳稳的站住在那红豆田中。
This is our inheritance.
在那边宣告说，这乃是我们的产业。
The boundary cannot be moved.
这地界不能够迁移。
And we stand by it.
我们必须要紧紧的抓住。
He did not take the stand in the corner.
他并没有站在田边那边。
He didn't take the stand on the side.
他也没有站在边缘的地方。
He took his stand in the middle of the plot.
他乃是在那一个田地的正中站住。
He wanted to make it clear what he's doing in front of enemies.
他乃是要在那边很明确的向他仇敌宣告说他在做什么。
God was jealous about his inheritance.
因为神是对着他的产业是忌邪的。
Shama is as jealous about that as God.
那沙马也为着这个产业而忌邪。
Enemy today trying to do everything possible to take away our inheritance.
仇敌现在用各样的手段试着要夺取我们的产业。
But God is looking for a mighty man.
可是神在那边在寻找勇士。
Who is willing to take a stand in the middle of the plot.
这个人，这勇士们愿意在那个红豆田的中间能够稳稳的站住。
Who was willing to take a stand today in the midst of the lentil field?
今天谁愿意在这一个红豆田里面站在中间呢？
To defend the right of people of Israel.
在那边保护以色列人他们的权益。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Your home is also a lentil field.
你的家是一个红豆田。
Your children is a lentil field.
你的儿女们是一个红豆田。
The Philistines are coming to take the lentil field away from you.
这非利士人他们来要夺取你的红豆田。
Are you going to be the mighty man?
你愿意成为那个勇士吗？
to stand in the middle of that lentil field.
愿意稳稳地站在那个红豆田的中间。
It only take one person.
他只需要一个人。
It doesn't take two.
他不需要两个。
Only Shaman.
只要沙马。
Remember in the time of Esther.
我们记得以斯帖吗？
During that time, Haman also wanted to take the lentil field.
在那个时候，哈曼也试着要夺去这个红豆田。
No one wants to fight it.
那没有人愿意能够与他争抗衡。
Except Mordecai.
除了莫迪改。
Mordecai took his stand in the middle of the lentil field.
莫迪改在那个时候站在这个红豆田的中间。
He was that mighty man.
他乃是那个勇士。
Now you know what a single mighty man can do.
那现在你就知道一个勇士他能够做什么。
It only take one.
只需要一个。
So husband and wife.
所以一个丈夫之间。
妻子。
妻子。
Only need one.
只需要一个。
Who among you is willing to be the mighty man?
在你们当中谁愿意做那个勇士。
Only take one.
只需要一个。
If either husband or the wife is willing to be that mighty man,
或者是丈夫或者是妻子，他们愿其中一个愿意做那个勇士，
you can protect that lentil field.
你就能够保护那个红豆田。
If either husband or the wife is willing to be the mighty man, then you can protect your children.
如果或是丈夫或者是妻子其中一个愿意做那个勇士，你就能够保护你的儿女。
We thank God. God found Shammah.
我们感谢神，因为他找着了沙马。
He brought about a great victory.
在那边使得以色列人大获全胜。
Therefore today, are we going to be like mighty men?
所以今天我们愿意成为勇士吗？
To restore, to sustain the throne of God in our heart.
愿意能够恢复神的宝座，并且坚定他的宝座在我们的心中。
Are we willing to take our stand for the inheritance of God's people?
我们愿意为着神百姓他们的产业而在那边站住吗？
As long as there is one mighty man who is willing to take his stand, the Philistine will be defeated.
只要有一个人愿意为那边为神站住，那个非利士人就要被击败。
If you take a stand in the midst of the lentil field, you establish the throne of Christ in your heart.
如果你愿意站在那个红豆田的中间，你就能够在那边坚固神在你心中的宝座。
Brothers and sisters, how can we be faithful?
弟兄姊妹们，我们如何能够有信实呢？
How can we be faithful in the last day?
我们如何在这个幕后的世代能够成为有一般信实的人呢？
We must establish the throne of Christ in our hearts.
我们必须要让基督的宝座建立在我们的心中。
We need to become David's mighty man.
我们必须要成为大卫的勇士。
Therefore we come back to the questions.
所以我们再回到这个问题。
Is Christ sitting on the throne of our heart?
是不是基督坐在我们心中的宝座上？
Do we still have the strongholds that prevent Christ being enthroned in our hearts?
是不是我们还有一些的引垒使得基督没有办法坐在我们心中的宝座上？
Do we still see the Absalom sitting on the throne of our heart?
我们是不是还看见亚撒龙坐在我们心中的宝座上？
Do we still live by sight and not by faith?
我们是不是仍然凭着眼见行事为人？
Do we still feel the weakness of our flesh and set our mind on our flesh?
我们是不是仍然察觉到我们肉体中的软弱，并且我们是体贴我们的肉体？
But God is looking for a mighty person.
可是神在那边要找勇士。
The victory is around the corner.
这一个得胜就在角落。
The only missing ingredient is that mighty man.
这还缺的一个要素就是那个勇士。
God is the captain. We must honor God as the captain.
神是那一个元帅，我们必须要遵从神为元帅。
It is a mighty act to yield the battle to the Lord.
这是一个非常勇敢的行动，把整个战役交给神。
God is looking for a someone like Eliezer.
神在那边找像以利亚撒这样子的人。
Hold on to the truth, will not let go of it.
紧紧抓住真理，永不放松。
Commit himself or herself in prayer.
把自己完全投注在祷告中。
God is also looking for someone like Shammah.
神也在那边寻找像沙马一样的人。
Who is willing to take his stand.In the midst of the lentil field.
他愿意在这个红豆田中稳稳地站住。
Even in a hopeless situation.
在一个没有希望的一个环境里。
God could turn entire situation around if he can find a mighty person.
神能够把整个局势扭转，如果他能够找着一个勇士。
Brothers and sisters, we're coming to a close of this conference.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天来到这个特会最后要结束的时候。
Then we still want to end with the same questions.
我们仍然要用同样的问题来作结。
Is Christ enthroned in our hearts?
是不是基督坐在我们心中的宝座上？
This is not an objective discussion.
这不是一个客观的研讨。
This is a subjective discussion.
这乃是一个非常主观的一个对话。
We all know the truth.
我们都知道真理。
Every one of us know the truth.
我们每一个人都知道真理。
That Jesus shall sit on the throne of our hearts.
耶稣应当坐在我们心中的宝座上。
But is this truth in our hands?
可是这个真理是不是在我们的手中呢？
Or is the truth hung on the wall?
还是这一个真理是被挂在墙上。
And now is the time to consider this.
现在就是来思考这个问题的时候。
Hold on to that truth.
紧紧地抓住那个真理。
Hold on to the truth that Christ should be enthroned in our hearts.
紧紧抓住这个真理，就是基督应当坐在我们心中的宝座上。
And we'll never let go of it.
我们绝对不让这个真理从我们手中跑掉。
Doesn't matter what happened on Monday.
不论星期一要发生什么事。
Doesn't matter what happened to all of us.
不论在我们前面对我们所有人要发生什么事。
A mighty man will do one thing, will never let go of that truth.
这个勇士会做的一件事就是绝对不会把这个放松这个真理。
Jesus shall take the highest place.
耶稣当得最高的尊荣。
If we can do this,
如果我们能这么行的话，
if we just hold onto this truth,
那我们就握住了这个真理。
We'll not allow anybody to separate us from this truth.
我们不许可任何人使我们和这个真理分开。
Christ will be enthroned in our hearts.
基督会在我们心中做宝座。
Then the things will become a reality to us.
这个呢就对我们里面成为一个实际。
Then we can experience the victories.
那我们就能够经历得胜。
May the Lord bless all of us.
愿主祝福我们所有的人。
It is time to hold on to the truth.
这是我们应当握住这真理的时候。
It is time to take the stand in the middle of lentil field.
这乃是我们应当站在那个红豆田当中的时候。
It is time to yield the battle to the Lord.
这乃是我们把这个战役交给主的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this time.
父，我们为着这段时间，我们非常的感谢你。
And we still want to yield ourselves to you.
我们仍然要把我们自己让给你。
And know that this is something that you very much want to accomplish in our heart.
因为我们知道这乃是你极其盼望在我们心中所要成就的。
But you're waiting for us to take that step.
可是你等候我们能够跨出这一步。
You're waiting for us to invite You to come into our heart.
你在等候我们来邀请你进到我们心中。
We know you stand at the door right now.
我们知道你现在正在门外。
You stand at the door of our heart.
你正站在我们心门外。
You are knocking the door right now.
你现在正在那边叩门。
You ask to be invited in.
你在那边要我们来邀请你进来。
Father, I pray to you.
父，我们向你祷告。
That everyone here hear this voice, willing to open that door.
在我们中间的每一个人听见这个声音，都愿意打开那个门。
Invite our Lord Jesus into our hearts.
来邀请我们的主耶稣进到我们的心中。
Sit on the throne of our hearts.
能够坐在我们心中的宝座上。
Enthrone Christ in our hearts.
让基督能够坐在我们宝座上。
We pray for your mercy and grace.
我们向你求怜悯和恩典。
No one else can achieve these.
我们当中人没有任何人能够自己达成这个。
The Holy Spirit will work in each and one each of our hearts.
除非圣灵在我们每一个人心中动工。
To encourage us to respond.
让鼓舞我们能够有回应。
Not only we sing that Jesus shall take the highest place.
我们不仅仅唱这首诗歌，耶稣应当得最高的尊荣。
May we respond in our heart.
让我们的心也向你跪拜。
And you take the highest place in our heart.
你能够在我们心中得着那最高的尊荣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。